Revelation 22:13 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In our previous discussion of evidence for God, we talked about the omniscience of God. God knows all, and His knowledge is infallible and complete. And part of that discussion was about how that God stands outside of time. He's the creator of time. He is not subject to time. But He does enter into time, and He intervenes. Sometimes He's brought blessing with His interventions, and other times He's brought judgment and wrath. He'll do the same in the future, right up to the moment that time is up and eternity commences. So people wonder how God could know everything and see everything, past, present, and future, in His condition of being in the eternal present. Well, first, we have to start by recognizing our limitations. Man thinks that he's so smart, and in comparison to God, we're not. Einstein compared to God is like comparing the mind of an ant to that of the most powerful supercomputer in existence, and then you multiply the processing ability of that supercomputer by several million, and then add absolute accuracy, perfect rationality, etc. And that's the comparison. In other words, even the greatest of human brains to ever exist do not compare in any way, shape, or form to the mind of God. So our illustrations and explanations also fail to even come close to the reality. God tells us this in the words of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." But with that said, we can talk of God and find illustrations in order to grasp the very basic concepts of God's omniscience. And the best illustration I know of is that of a parade. Let's imagine the Rose Bowl Parade, or just called the Rose Parade. The route is 5.5 miles long, and you and I are standing on a street corner along the course of the parade, and we can only see as far as our eyes are able to observe. But there's so many people and floats and bands and everything that our vision is obstructed and very limited. But at this parade, we can think of God as being up in the blimp, floating high above the parade, and He has binoculars that are so strong that He can see everything below absolutely clearly along the entire 5.5 mile parade route. Not only that, God is omnipresent. So for the sake of sticking with the illustration, it's as though there are cameras every few feet, and He sees every move made, and He records every move made along the parade route. Not only that, but God has innumerable agents on the ground and in the air, and we call them angels. And they're able to move about unnoticed as they observe, report back, and even intervene when given direct orders by God. And I can continue with other controlled variables that make God's view of things from the blimp complete and absolutely thorough. But I think you get the picture. God is not bound to one corner with a limited, obstructed view like we are. He sees all from one end to the other, and nothing is going to happen or has happened in that sense. He sees it all. Psalm 47:2 says, "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth." Words fail, and there are no perfect illustrations for such a concept, but I believe that when we think of God in this way, it gives us a workable understanding of our timeless, eternal God and how He sees the entirety of human history. He sees every moment at any given moment and sees it completely and totally. Don't be discouraged by our inability to fully grasp our amazing Creator God. Be encouraged to know that He came in the form of a man named Jesus Christ to die in your place, paying for your sins by shedding His blood, and then rose from the dead, demonstrating His power to raise you and I at the appointed time to eternal life in His glory. 1 Timothy 1:17 sums it up beautifully. "Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen."